JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, exhibitors gear up for the 4th annual Alternative Energy Expo, and later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
On Thursday, April 7 and Friday, April 8, exhibitors from across the energy sector will gather at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston for the 4th annual Jamaica Alternative Energy Expo. The event, organized by Events and Entertainment Limited and sponsored by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, will focus on creating a national shift towards energy efficiency and conservation methods. Manager of Information and Corporate Affairs at PCJ, Camille Taylor, says the two-day expo will provide a one-stop shop where consumers can get information about renewable energy solutions that can help to lower their energy bills.
This is where members of the public, householders, small business operators, or even large business operators can come and get information. It's still a relatively new industry. A lot of consumers are not totally familiar with the terms or the technology that powers renewable energy. And so when they walk around and speak to various commercial players, they can come and find out which solution is best for their pocket and their needs.
The event is expected to feature workshops and presentations aimed at students, academics, and industry professionals. Some 40 exhibitors from local and international commercial, academic, and government entities in the energy industry are expected to participate. The expo will be held from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Goal number 4 of Vision 2030 is aimed at achieving and maintaining a healthy natural environment. This means we will create alternative energy solutions, which will burn less chlorofluorocarbons that contribute to the depletion of the ozone layer. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. So come join us.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. The National Land Agency, NLA, has increased fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increase. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Before we go, autism is an often stereotyped neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma associated with the disease. Here is one fact that can help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with the disorder. Autism is one of the fastest growing developmental disorders in North America and can cost a family up to $60,000 a year to treat. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.